Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute.
Larry Nelson, Norm Staton, Dick Cushing, Harry Sulzer, Chuck Conway, Ken Steadman, Bob Wyman, and of course Porky Bicar became known as Sitka's infamous Dirty Dozen. This bunch of local gentlemen and a few more dedicated themselves to help the troubled and assist the needy. Although their original goals were noble, it seems their lesser goals gained them more fame because their mountainous pranks became urgent legend. Edna Rivard's restaurant was the scene of many morning coffee sessions devoted to their friendship and the hatching of creative entertainment activities. Some members of the Dirty Dozen dined at the Channel Club the evening of March 31, 1974, commiserating that tomorrow's April Fool's Day would, for the fourth year in a row, be cloudy and rainy, and not fit for their shenanigans. However, the group awoke the next day to clear skies, and their 3 years of planning was sent into action. Mount Edgecombe, a dormant volcano which last erupted in 2200 B.C., was clearly visible across Sitka Sound, as lifelong prankster Oliver Porky Bicar turned to his wife Patty and said, "This is it. We gotta do it today." Porky and his fellow pranksters had waited 3 years for this weather and were collecting old tires ever since they hatched the idea. They planned to fly the tires to the crater of the volcano and set them on fire, in an attempt to fool Sitka's residents into thinking that the familiar volcano was about to erupt. Porky rushed to his shop, and after calling three other helicopter charters, he was finally able to enlist the services of Earl Walker from Petersburg. Although Earl was fog-bound, he was excited by Porky's idea and was soon on his way to Sitka. While waiting at the PBY and Goose turnaround, Porky fashioned two rope slings about 150 feet long, each holding 50 old car tires. He also gathered oily rags, a gallon of Sterno, a whole lot of diesel oil, and a dozen smoke bombs, anything and everything that would emit thick black smoke. With Larry and Ken's help, Porky and Earl loaded a helicopter and off they flew towards Mount Edgecombe, ultimately dropping the tires and incendiaries into the volcano's crater. While in the hole, Porky spray-painted "April Fools" in 50-foot letters onto the snow and gleefully ignited the eruption. When the chopper returned to Sitka and asked the FAA tower for permission to land, Homer Sutter, the air traffic controller, said, "I'll bring you in as low and inconspicuously as possible. And by the way, the son of a gun looks fantastic." Because he was on the Sitka Police Commission, Porky knew to notify the FAA and the Sitka Police Department, but had somehow forgotten to let the Coast Guard know about the boil over. Always ready to respond to natural disasters, the Coast Guard quickly scrambled boats and helicopters to investigate. Imagine the surprise of the chopper pilot as he soon found himself looking down at a pile of smoldering tires and a big April Fool's sign stomped in the snow. Phones rang off the hook at radio stations and the police department as concerned citizens called in. Porky and his fellow pranksters had accomplished their mission, fooling many Sitkans into thinking their supposedly extinct volcano was about to erupt. The prank, which cost $860, was initially an expense which the prank mates felt Porky should pay. But they relented and split the cost, along with fellow philanthropists Ed and Phil Wyman and Bob and Dave Jacoby. The prank went on to make worldwide news, soon reaching Jimmy Johnson, vice president of Alaska Airlines, who sensed history being made and called the Sitka station to instruct their departing plane to fly over the mountain, giving their passengers a front-row seat of the spectacle. Over 40 years later, the eruption of Mount Edgecombe continues to make the list of the top 100 April Fool's Day hoaxes of all time. Local legend even has it that when Mount St. Helens erupted 6 years later, a Sitka resident wrote to Porky and said, "This time you've gone too far." This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.